Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Kevin Dolio, the director of Louis Armstrong International Airport. I've known Kevin for years. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, Noah.
Kevin, I know that we've discussed with both Michael Heck, Kelly Schultz, and others, you know, about what's going on in the city and obviously the importance of the airport to everything that's happening here, big conventions in town. And I know that part of the responsibility is yours, and then the airlines make their own decisions. What is the status of the runways, where we stand as it relates to being able to receive airplanes into the airport?
We are actually very close. You know, we've had snow plows on site since 4 this morning. Started with clearing roadways to have access to the terminal facilities. And have been on the airfield for several hours now and making very good progress on the airfield. In fact, I've been out and physically observed how that operation was going. And actually, to my surprise, the snow and ice and so forth was clearing a little better than I expected. And then all of us expect it. So it's the operation's gone very well. We're making really good progress on clearing pavement, and I expect we'll have an operable airfield pretty soon.
Any ideas to the accumulation rate y'all had at the airport?
Well, I know we took 8 inches of snow out here.
Wow.
And in different spots around the airfield. Of course, you had drifts as well that were deeper in some areas. So we probably ran from 4 inches to 10, 11 inches, depending on where you were in the airfield.
And obviously, a lot of the decisions that are made by the airlines are influenced by the progress that y'all are making with, obviously, the ingress and egress to the terminal building. What is it? The AOA and the runways, right?
Right, and it's a mix of factors. No, it's if you recall, New Orleans as well as the two Houston airports. In fact, the two Houston airports, the airlines made the decision to cancel all operations from those airports on Sunday prior to. Announced on Sunday for Tuesday. Okay, so it was a proactive move to ensure that I guess no one was put in harm's way. There's concern with passengers and employees having the ability to safely get to the airport, and I've heard that expressed a number of times with our stakeholders here.
Yes,
with the air carriers and others. And so you know, that's a factor as well, just safe conditions in the area, and then safety on the airfield, of course. You know, clear runways, an apron that your aircraft can transverse safely, and parking at your gates, and your ground personnel with the ability to access the baggage makeup areas and different areas on the airfield safely as well in your tugs. But again, all of that is coming along very well. I was pleasantly surprised in putting my eyes on the operation on how well it is going.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Kevin, just so folks have an idea of the magnitude of the airport, how many employees work there in a day? I mean, you know, all the officials are saying stay home, don't get on the road. So it's hard, you know, to make this decision and have all of this work in balance. How many folks would work at the airport in a given day?
There's 10,000 badged employees. I'm sorry, 4,000 badged employees at the airport. And on any given day, probably a good quarter to half, at least, of that number is working at the airport, or potentially better than that. So it's a bunch of folks that have to move, and you know, the different pieces of an airline operation, from the ticket counter to the sky caps to baggage handlers, the maintenance group that has to be on board, you know, even your pilots and flight attendants transiting the roadway systems and shuttles and so forth as they're in and out of the city. All of those folks have to be able to safely get to the airport to get to their jobs. In the past several hours, as airlines were making the decision about today even, that was something that came up again. Yeah. So it's a mix of those factors that go in the mix. And then what's happening in their system. You have to keep in mind, too, that some airlines are being impacted in several cities at the same time by this system that's moving across the country. And in some cases, like the Houstons and Atlantas of the world, it's major hub facilities that a lot of their equipment moves through. So when they're calling shots on airports, they're actually, besides the local view, they're giving it a system-wide view as well. Yeah. As they're calling shots in different airports.
Well, when the arterial, when the arterial roads to the airport are not clear, they're not snowplow, they're not safe to travel on, I mean, it's hard,
right.
it's hard
right.
to make that decision to open the airport when people just simply can't get there, right?
I mean, absolutely, yes, yes.
So best case scenario, things back to some semblance of normalcy on Friday?
I'm actually seeing the operation coming back up by midday tomorrow. Or
awesome.
Into the afternoon tomorrow,
yeah,
and then of course fully normal by Friday. Yep. I'm optimistic, but again, it's looking. You know, I'm not just sitting in the office eyeballing the airfield from afar and just going out and physically seeing what's going on. It made me feel that much more confident about our ability to get the facilities up and operable.
Well, that's great news because I know a lot of folks are relying on you guys getting open sooner rather than later, and that's good to
right.
hear. And we know you're busy. Thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Is there
okay.
any other message that you want to get out? I'm sorry. I meant to give you that opportunity before.
Just to please, before coming to the airport, you know, we say it all the time, I'll say it again, please ensure you're calling your airline and checking on the status of your flight before coming out. We've had a few people that have shown up at the airport over this 2-day period, and there's no services out here.
Yeah.
There's no flights going, and there's no services for them at all in the facility. So they're better where they are, and not come into the airport until you know your flight's going.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you. Hopefully that optimism just drives right through all the challenges that are there.
Thank you.
It's good
very
to hear
much.
Your voice, Kevin. It's been a long time. Thank you so much. Truly appreciate
yes.
it.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.